Former NBC and ABC news anchor and commentator David Brinkley died Wednesday at his home in Houston of complications from a fall. He was 82. Brinkley's career spanned virtually the entire history of television news. He first joined NBC, then a radio network, in 1943. At the age of 23, he became NBC's first White House correspondent. Franklin Roosevelt was president. In the 1950s, he teamed up with Chet Huntley for the remarkably successful Huntley-Brinkley Report. And later on, he hosted This Week with David Brinkley for ABC TV until he stepped down in 1996. As a journalist, he was known for his integrity and his dry wit. As a man, he was known as a gentleman who was never carried away with his own importance. Here he is in 1995 speaking with NPR's Bob Edwards.
That's a lovely little story. I was going somewhere in an airport, I think, and a woman, nice gray-haired lady, stopped me and said, "Aren't you Chet Huntley?" And I said, "Yes," partly because it would save a lot of conversation. If I'd said, "No, I'm Brinkley," she would have felt she had to apologize, and she didn't need to at all. Anyway, I said, "Yes." And she said, "I think you're pretty good, but I can't stand that idiot Brinkley."
ABC News correspondent Sam Donaldson was one of the regulars on This Week with David Brinkley following Brinkley's retirement. Sam Donaldson and Cokie Roberts became the new hosts of that program. Now Sam is the host of The Sam Donaldson Show, live in America. He joins us now by phone from here in Washington. Sam, it's good of you to be with us today.
Well, I love that little story that you just had David tell. And it shows that he had no pomposity. This man could laugh at himself, and that's just one of the reasons why I think we all liked him.
It seems to me that I didn't have the chance to know him, but it seems to me that he was very much probably the same person off the air that he was on.
That's exactly right. You got what you saw, and that was what was there. He didn't put on airs or put on a television face. You know, I think it was kind of the perfect combination of substance and style. You and I both know a lot of reporters who are very good when it comes to the story and the substance of it, but they're dull. And Brinkley was not dull. That was a natural wit that he had and a natural voice that he had, and I can hear him today. Well, it's just nice to be here on NPR.
Part of that persona, and I guess it wasn't a persona, it was him, but he had the chance to develop that voice, if you will, in those long moments, those long broadcasts of the national political conventions that he co-hosted with Chet Huntley.
Absolutely. I mean, everybody sort of remembers who was around at that time, and I was in San Francisco at the Cow Palace in 1964, when John Chancellor, the late John Chancellor, one of the NBC floor reporters, was arrested by Republican marshals who wanted to clear the aisles. And Chancellor broadcast his arrest live. And he said, "This is John Chancellor under arrest somewhere on the floor of the Republican convention." Came back to David Brinkley. And only David could have said what he said, which was, "Well, I don't know what they can charge him with. Can't be vagrancy. I know he has money in his pocket." I mean, instead of saying, "Well, those fascists, I mean, how dare they?" He defused the whole situation that way.
And Chancellor himself had a pretty good line. And just before that, he said, "This is John Chancellor reporting from somewhere in custody."
I think that's exactly right. One of my other favorite Brinkley stories to show his wit was when he did a homily, as he used to do at the end of our This Week broadcast. And people would just wait for that. It was a high point of the broadcast. And the one I remember particularly, and it just cracked us up, was when he discovered, it said on the air, that the IRS had a plan in place to collect taxes after a nuclear strike on the United States. He said, "Within 30 days, the IRS will be there." And he said, "For those of us still alive, isn't it comforting to know that the tax man will make his appointed rounds?" And Cokie and I and George Will just rolled on the floor.
We're speaking with Sam Donaldson about his late colleague and friend, David Brinkley. If you'd like to share a remembrance of him, give us a phone call at 800-989-8255. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And Sam Donaldson, do you think that David Brinkley left a legacy in television journalism? He might be uncomfortable with a word that highfalutin.
Well, he might be, but I think he certainly did, and I hope he did. But it's a legacy of doing things in a way that today you see too rarely, and that is, he was always a gentleman, he made people feel comfortable, he could ask hard questions, but never in a bombastic or rude style. He wanted to get the facts, but the game of gotcha, and some people say that people like me play it, was not something that David did. And if there's a legacy, I think it is that you can have integrity, you can be tough, People will admire the fact that you're pursuing a story, but you don't have to do it in a way that just puts everybody off. I mean, you can be a gentleman, believe it or not, and be in the news business. David Brinkley proved it.
Was there anybody, to your knowledge, that did not want to come on the air to talk to him?
Yes. Yes. Jesse Helms. David tells the story that when he and Chet Huntley, in the early 60s, during the great civil rights of a problem that was being played out in the streets and sometimes in a bloody way in the South, that he was hated by his fellow Southerners, because Brinkley, of course, is from Wilmington, North Carolina, and that the local television station there, to use Brinkley's words, hired a tin horn, no account, and I tried to stop him. I was doing an interview one time, because I knew who he was talking about, to answer Brinkley's lies. And that the man had done so well that he got elected to the United States Senate, and his name was Jesse Helms. Of course, Senator Helms is now retired from the Senate. But Senator Helms was on our program one time, and then never came back. And I said to David, well, do you know, David, until this moment, I always thought it was me. And now I discover it was you.
Let's get a caller. Dave joins us on the line from St. Louis.
Hi there.
Hi.
Had occasion to meet Mr. Brinkley some years ago at a bank in South Florida. He had retired and happened to be living nearby, and we didn't even know he was nearby, but he came wandering in to open an account, and nobody recognized him, and he sat passively for a good 20 minutes until somebody saw who he was, and he didn't seem to be offended at all that nobody knew who he was and wasn't pushing around or making a big noise about his presence there.
Yeah, but that's so typical. I mean, David Brinkley was there in a time when he and Chet Huntley were the biggest things on television news. 1984, at that Republican convention I spoke of, NBC, thanks to them, had 87% of the audience. CBS and ABC split the rest. But David never thought the story was about him. He never thought he should be the center of attention. It was the news that was the center of attention. Doesn't surprise me at all that he would sit quietly until it was his turn.
We were aghast that he hadn't stepped in front of the line, but he just passively sat there and was a regular average citizen, which made us all feel great.
That's him. I mean, if you had told that story and filled in two or three other names of people I can think of, I would not have believed you. But I believe you absolutely when you say it was David.
Dave, thanks very much for the call.
Pleasure.
Let's get another caller in before we have to run. This is Stephen, who's with us from Freeport, Illinois.
Yes, I wanted to get your comment about the comment that Mr. Brinkley made regarding Clinton.
We're going to have to keep it short, Sam, if you would.
In 96, at the end of the day, he was tired and already ill. And frankly, if I may just use the expression, he wasn't in his right mind when that night on ABC television, he erupted about Bill Clinton. I don't think it reflected his true feelings. I think you were looking at a man who was now sick, and shortly thereafter, as you know, he retired.
Stephen, thanks very much for the call. We're going to have to leave it at that. And Sam Donaldson, I know this is a tough day for you. We appreciate you taking the time to speak with us.
I love David Brinkley, and I think we'll all remember him fondly.
ABC News correspondent Sam Donaldson joined us from Washington, D.C. More on David Brinkley later today on All Things Considered. Also, this news, actor Gregory Peck has died at the age of 87. Peck was a commanding presence in classic films from Moby Dick, David and Bathsheba, To Kill a Mockingbird, and The Guns of Navarone. NPR's Pat Dowell will have a remembrance of him later today on All Things Considered. And you can also listen to Walter Cronkite talking about David Brinkley on All Things Considered. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.